For example, beer, these are drinking. Today's date is 09/30/2021. 2022 dictation is for Juana Gutierrez. Gutierrez spells GUTIERREZ. Guana spells JUANA. Date of birth is 03/02/1982. This is a 40-year-old female here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph. Patient said that she was in the emergency room on09/27/2022. There she was treated and diagnosed with pyelonephritis, pharyngitis, dehydration, ovarian cysts, cholelithiasis. She says she had extensive workup, which includes lab work, CBC, CMP, SCT scan, her abdomen and pelvic, and was discharged with Zitromax, Cipro. And no pain medications. She says she's back because she's a little better, but she has a pain in the lateral surface of her neck. Described pain as crampy, which is worse when she does lateral rotation on the left side. Described pain as aching. Rated pain 4/5, 4/10. Non-radiating. She denies weakness or numbness in the upper extremities. Denies trauma, period. She says she only uses one pillow for sleeping, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history. Morbid obesity, hypertension. Next line, diabetes type 2. Next line, heart problem, period. Next paragraph, review systems. All systems were reviewed on the negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's a laboratory-oriented obese young lady. O2 sat is 98% at room air, blood pressure is 182 over 99, pulse 82, respiration 18, temperature 98.6, period. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion, no rigidity. She has a mild tenderness in the region of the left sternocleidomastoid area. There's no tenderness in the bony structures or her neck, no step off, no crepitus of the range of motion, period. Next paragraph, upper extremities, strength 5/5, no muscle atrophy, full range of motion, sensation is normal, vascular status is normal, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is distended secondary to obesity. No tenderness of palpation. No Murphy sign. No rebound. No guarding. No organomegaly. Period. She has normal bowel sounds. Period. Next paragraph. Skin. No abrasions. Lacerations. Macules or papules. No vesicles or bolli. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edemas. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3. Cranial nerves 2. 10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is neck pain. Open parenthesis. Muscular. Close parenthesis. Assessment number 2 is pharyngitis. She was seen in the ER for this, treated, and is reporting much improvement. Next paragraph. Next assessment. Ovarian cyst. Patient was made aware of this findings, which was discovered in the emergency room. She was advised that she would be referred to OBGYN for evaluation and treatment options. Period. Next assessment is obesity. Next assessment, cholelithiasis. Patient and I had a discussion about her condition and the need for her to consult with a general surgeon so they can discuss her condition and treatment options. She says she understands and will comply. She was sent home with the following medication. She was sent home with Flexeril. 10 milligrams, take 1 pill at bedtime. She was advised to continue all her medication. She requested a note to be away from work until Monday. She was given a note to stay away until the 3rd October 2022. She was giving up when she asked questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.